The next were the Sherpas. There was a lot of hunting to be done. There were even occasional peaks to climb elsewhere. There were huge plains in Russia, teeming with sheep and cattle. There was an awful lot of meat drying and preserving to be done. Could they, all of them, go to Russia and help stock that base with food? Food? They themselves were starving. Yes, indeed, they would hunt and stock the base with food. Then Chief Chong Wan brought in his people. Secrecy was a breath of life to them. Johnny began by telling them there was a place that was not too healthy, that had a fly that carried a sickness, but proper precautions and nets could handle it. There were also savage beasts, but there would be armed guards and they too could learn to shoot. Insects? Beasts? They didn't care about those. Where was this place? What did he want them to do? They would leave right away. Was it a far walk? Johnny told them they would go by plane. But there was another thing. Although the place was a mile high, it could be hot there. Hot? A place that was hot? How marvelous! How absolutely marvelous! Who cared how hot? Johnny asked them whether they could build things. They proudly told him they had kept up their studies. Some of them were engineers. They could build anything. Now all this was very secret, said Johnny. But he had a place near a large power dam that had to be cleared up and cleaned out, and the hills dug into and bunkers made. They would get technical assistance. They would even get machines and operators and could themselves learn. They had 8 trainees over in America right now learning about machines. Why were they delaying here talking? Where was this place? Johnny told them they would get a credit a day each and bonuses for completions. And they could have land afterward. Chief Chong Wan asked the people whether they agreed, and they thought he was just delaying things. Of course they agreed. Johnny returned to the celebration, but it was not a celebration now. Little groups had their heads together, working it all out, but whispering and in incomprehensible tongues. Johnny told them good night, and they all faced him and bowed, and he bowed back. En route to pass the night in his plane, just in case, he stopped by the ore carrier where the Tolnep lay. He had an impulse to call Half-Captain Roger Dieter Snowell and chew on him. But he didn't. Let the Half-Captain stew. That was a future battle.